here in the pen? No. Should be somewhere at 8. Right, I'm gonna leave you alone in here today. Too much else to do. So when you're done with the meeting, just take your microphones up. And it would be helpful if you could come let me know. I'm just across the hall in this big office.
Okay.
There's nothing here for
Thanks.
You.
Tell you, we've got Congo to do our infection. If you control the plate of utterance, it'll play where it should be.
Yeah. I'm just like sort of like preparing people for it looks like really nothing. It looks like basically less than their stuff, but actually they've written a whole underlying different structure now, and if we hooked it up with my display, then we should fairly easily from now get to a stage where we can like select individual segments and click on them and then play that part in a compressed way and display against the information. Now, at the moment, the application is...
We should probably set the sizes, because that's such an easy...
Yes, sure. But so at the moment, we have a dialog act window and a graphical display. I'm not
Are
sure.
You missing the sound?
No, the interesting thing is the sound came when I tried it last time after I triggered off something by clicking on something.
Oh,
yeah, there's some delay. Probably they're just slow in loading. And they don't have the buttons yet. So at the moment, the display is still discoupled from it. It's loading your data. I'm not quite sure. Is this, it probably looks like Vera's data.
That's Vera's data.
From the looks of it.
But the segments are just made up.
Yeah, the segments are made up at the moment. So the code's there for integrating real segments. And this is summarized based on just Vera's data at the moment from some part of the meeting. So we're not loading the whole thing at the moment yet properly. But the important thing is this is summarized based on I read that most pointing at my screen and you don't see. So this stuff is summarized based on these intensity measures. And we don't have the exact audio record for this, which should be said, we could have just copied it. But just to show, Dave has put a music file in there. And the music file is playing without gaps. That's because the way how we handle it at the moment is that Dave prepares an audio file, creates an audio file dynamically from just the chunks that we want to have. And that runs in sync with what we have in there. I'm not sure why I'm making it loud, it's just... So we see that running along with the playing of the music, we see the highlighted dialogue acts.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
He knows a control click on the dialogue acts and it will play that section of the file as well.
Okay. So, and that already, this part already is dynamically created. Let's just load it with Jasmine's data just to see the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Where?
That one looks almost good. Just, you need to.
So, a rich version of my data bus?
The
quite
old,
one.
The very first one.
Yeah.
We were like doing this, we were just concerned with the whole.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
And Dave, where? What am I looking for? Am I looking for a data manager? Where am I looking? Is it with the file names? Or is it
where
here?
Do I call your display?
Is it here where words importance file?
No, it is on your display. Where it calls which one to get, you just need to change the flag.
In my display.
I think it must be, unless I pass you it.
How do you do the summary?
Oh no, actually, yeah, you can change it for in the summary when the summary gets called in program manager. You can do it.
So, are you basing it on certain thresholds and how words
no, yeah, it's just it's a
topic.
Okay. Okay, so what do you say?
The easiest thing is in program manager where it makes a summary. It's probably the best way to do it.
You know where that is? Just about?
It'll be above that.
Above that.
It'll be down, it's going to be after the data manager's
main. In this
yeah,
routine?
That. Are these summary?
There's something read importance with a zero, and there's read word importance with a one.
Yeah.
So let's hop those around.
Maybe it'll be in the summary constructor then. try if somebody's concerned.
What's the difference? So this is
it reads them into separate arrays, and then you can just change a flag to select which one to give that.
So it's just swap the file name here on from now?
Yeah, if you want.
Wasn't that correct or anything?
That should be fine.
Oh yeah, and we really leave a song in here to find out.
Yeah, I should make a new constructor that lets me set the flag.
So you have time this afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this shows, if we see anything at all, then we see at the moment at least that we're definitely having a different summary, just because we're having a different important measure. So you see that it does something like at the moment I think this
that's
one,
the old
yeah, that's an old version. So it shows. So if you think about how the old version happened, then you see it makes sense that words like prosody, just like a single, if that was the only utterance, that probably scored quite well and stuff. I have to get these buttons there.
Yeah.
It's
weird online.
From the audience, oohs and ahems are spelled differently in the thing, or what's the problem? Should generalize.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the bar on the display working just yet, but that should be more.
Ah, that's a very old one, brother. I think those S's and E's and some of the single letters are because of the problem with my...
Yeah, no, this is very old. We should never call the cartet stuff because we were working on. So we see that we have a very different density curve as well for this one. And... Yeah, so from here we go, and it hopefully won't be too difficult to now, first of all, put the right segments in, put a sliding bar into this so that people see where they are. So I'm constantly touching stuff on my screen, I realize. And then make selections based on a segment. Now, what we're not quite sure is what's the best way for, like, how the summarizer works. Should it always compress a segment to a constant length or by a constant factor of time, or...? What would you think, sort of, if there's a certain degree of summarization, what should be the constant?
I suppose it should depend on the length of the statement.
So always like a relative, so it should always whatever reduce to half.
I guess it would make more sense,
Because an alternative view would be that...
Yeah, but perhaps more than half.
I guess that could be adapted. An alternative view would be that you could sort of make it that it always is the same length. So if you like, if the whole meeting is selected, it compresses the whole meeting to 5 minutes. Then if one segment, one topic is selected, then it plays this whole topic in 5 minutes. But that sort of that gives people a bit less control over. So maybe we should do it instead that it, like, it, you can
expect. To be honest, it's something we can worry about. Yeah, I mean that's quite trivial to change.
Yeah. What's that you discuss for today, though? What's that you talk about for today?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the search.
Yeah, we need to get on that pretty short.
Yeah. I'm hoping to do it. We can index search.
Okay, so I'll need to do some changes to the program manager to be able to handle.
I think basically what I needed is just a list of words with an index. Each meeting.
What kind of index?
I suppose it doesn't really matter as long as they're unique and it can, I can pass them back to you. You can use it
in a hash or something.
Should we abandon the whole notion of seeing the whole one whole group as one single thing and just work on it?
Certainly for now, yeah.
Certainly for now, probably for good, that means.
Okay. Hey, do you want, you've just got there for one meeting, are you needing? More.
Well, from the point of us developing it, it doesn't really make much difference.
Do we have everything for the same meeting at the moment? Like, are you working on the same meeting?
Yeah, I think we're using the first one.
Did anyone ever check if that's actually a good meeting, like, or comparably to others?
I think it segments quite well, unfortunately.
So you want to send Steve the prototype and we should change the data and what's the best?
The problem of the first meeting is for that there is no a hotspot annotation for that. But I mean that's not a real problem.
Do you take it from my directory or do you have to put it in
Well, at the moment it's just an old file.
Yeah, but would you take it from my
probably,
directory?
Probably, yeah, best
or?
To make a copy
okay.
of it. I don't think I'm going to be able to do the speech tools through Java Native Interface because the documentation for them is horrific. It's really bad. But I think I just write out a script and do it with the system call.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't think it's worth wasting too much time on it.
No, it's not very important that we get it missing.
Yeah, especially because I mean that's only done like once every time the selection changes, right? So even if we do an hourglass that month, then you know even if it pauses for 10 seconds, well that's tougher.
I don't think it'll take that long.
Yeah. I think we should just make sure that if it takes quite some time that the clock doesn't start before or that the audio is proper and things sort of.
So we just start everything after the summary.
Yeah, there's a wait for command for an external call to make sure that the external thing is finished because in general like that's sort of running parallel. Yeah. I have some code for system calls like that handles the in and the output if you need more of that.
I don't think I need
okay.
that really because I'll just dump out the temporary file.
I don't really know what to talk about. We have see there's 1 week after my dissertation, so before the presentation of the prototype, which I can work a lot on this, so that's good.
I think we should decide what we want it to actually look like in the end. Are we going to have some kind of tree view to represent the meetings and stuff? Because if we're not, then we probably have to make a graphical display a bit more information.
Yeah, well, the graphical display would definitely have more information. If we're at the moment abandoning the concept of displaying the whole serious meetings, just because it's for us like more bureaucracy, more complexity, and it probably just won't give us any brownie points in the presentation. But do you think it will? Do you think like?
I think it might work because Steve laid quite a lot of weight on surfing through meetings. So we should at least provide an overview of different meetings of one who. At the beginning, he talked very little about that.
It's not too difficult to do it in sort of a hack kind of way. We can just treat it all
as one meeting.
One
yeah, yeah, and then maybe have some basic information. Like if
like we'll just create like hard segments at the start and end of each meeting, like ones that are red instead of black or something like that.
Yeah, so just a little bit of additional information in the display that knows we're meeting begin and over, and otherwise internally we treat it like so we have continuous IDs for the segments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that works.
So other than we'll just create a hard boundary in between each one so you can see.
Yes, but apart from that we don't really do anything different.
Yeah, I mean that's quite a cheap way to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. So the only thing it would be that the display gets information about where they are and displays them the hard boundary.
And what about the similarity measure for segments? Do we also present that in this window and do we do it across meetings? I think that was planned at the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah, so initially I thought it was sort of more a search functionality that simply there's one button that says find similar segments, and then in the same display where we display the search results from the search.
Okay, so it wouldn't be displayed on the.
Well,
I'm
not. So you think displaying like an information about similarity to the select like to a selected meeting in to a selected segment in the other segments?
No, I'm just coming back to our initial idea of presenting some, you know, all the similar segments in across meetings and separating by some.
No, I think that's. I really don't want to do that, to be honest. It would be nice, but like.
It might be possible to do it in the summarizer.
Yeah, but it should appear as a continuous thing.
Yeah, it will still appear continuous on the display.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if it's worth much bother though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we do a similarity search and just like you say, find me similar segments and then sort of like you have a list and you click on one of them and then you go to that segment, I think that's quite useful, even without displaying them sort of discontinuously.
So how are we gonna display the search results?
Well, I was thinking of just like really just more or less just imagine those are search results, each of them sort of giving whatever we should aim to get some names for segments, like just some extraction of something that we can call. And if it's just the single highest importance measure phrase of a segment, so that we have something to display for them. Like basically it's just a summarization down to one segment. And it would just be a list like this, and you click on one, and then, you know, then the whole bureaucracy kicks in, like this gets the notification, this gets the notification.
Yeah.
And then we could sort of use the same thing for yours and mine, because yours would sort of give just the segment IDs,
yeah.
And mine would give the start segment IDs.
Yeah.
So basically, this display would have information about a segment where something starts, maybe also something where something ends, like for mine, and some string that we pass to describe what it is.
Yeah.
Wait, your search, what would it return? Would it return just the specific, like it would go right to the upper end, right?
Yeah, I suppose my search would return the utterance, but if you're searching for a word, you need an index for the word in the utterance.
Yeah, sure. So in your case, like it would probably say the utterance here, or at least some part of it.
We'd probably select it, yeah.
Yeah, and in my case, it would say some name for the segment, and then you would just click on it, and then, like, the whole thing would kick in.
Yeah.
You click on it and the selection moves and the display goes to that part.
Okay, how advanced we can have our search. So I definitely think
really
we should restrict it.
Really basic,
yeah. I think we should be able to restrict it to specific speakers.
Yeah.
And things like that.
But
nothing too fancy.
If you can pass me like the dialogue app where was the speaker.
Do we have them with the speaker at the moment?
With the speaker ID.
Yeah, that should be enough, shouldn't it?
Yeah, in fact, if someone could create a file with the speaker IDs and speaker names.
Oh yeah,
just
grab
that. I have that file.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I did that as well.
Where is it? Is it in the group?
Yes, in the data. Yeah, group data, speaker data or something.
Yeah, it's, the data manager should be quite well documented.
Yeah.
So you should be able to use that
research
quite easily.
Yeah.
So what about?
Can I use that at the moment? It's ready to get dialogue app. So
on the dialogue app level, I've not got it really in the topic segments yet.
Yeah.
Just because that was low priority.
Yeah.
But yeah. You can get all the options. All
right. Yes, maybe we should get started with making a search for that.
So what about a general layout like this, that we have here the dialogue apps and there the player, and here we have a search button and a similarity thing button.
Mm.
So
where are we going to put the search results?
Good question.
If we move everything to the right a little bit, make a little bar on the left. Search results.
Yeah.
I think we probably we can leave those like iframes and just arrange them sort of.
Yeah. Like we'll basically we'll get something to print out their locations. so we'll arrange it in a nice little orderly.
Alternatively, we have like the whole thing running already when we do the presentation, and we just arrange it manually.
It's quite easy to do those, I mean.
Apparently Microsoft sometimes, or like at least in the past demonstrations where they just exactly knew which 5% of the system were working. That's what we're gonna do as well.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen anything from the other group?
No. We should try running that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also
or just delete all their code.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you've got React access.
I just hope it print of seen messages in the background. Standard output.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is anything we build in a time bomb that only fails if the date is the date of the presentation? Yes, because we are nice people. This rate thing, do we have any direct control to that, or is that just directly controlling how fast it plays and sort of we can only.
It doesn't seem to work very well. It's capable of slowing down the audio, but speeding up doesn't seem to work at all.
That's a pity, because it looks like it's doing something.
You have to pause.
Did
it
you overtake that code from the original?
Yeah, that's the clock component.
Yeah, but also speeding up the.
Oh, it's all part of the same component that does that.
Do you think if we override that component, and just override whatever the action to that slide bar is?
I don't know, we'd have to look in that code and see what it actually does. It's really bizarre. It slows it down, but the speed up doesn't seem to work.
Yeah,
it's
a different constructor.
Yeah. Also, their grasp of algebra is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't be minus two times, it should be half. Because that would be playing it backwards twice as quickly.
Yeah.
So if something like their skipping, would it actually cooperate with our system at the moment? Would ours skip automatically forward?
It should do. You'd probably bump past the end of the file.
Yeah, I realize.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I've got the minus in the code as well, and then something is messed up.
I think it's just, it did do it, it's that blind selection.
Thank you, Trevi, for an overview of the meeting.
I think the
simple
view that we get that you can just like pass things into and then check when they got clicked, really.
Something that might be quite cool is if you could, you know, like some applications when you open a file, you get like a little preview. If we could do something like that, that displays like a 5-line summary when you're about to open.
I suppose you can calculate them offline and just, you know, have a little thumbnail or something.
Yeah.
But couldn't the summarize, I know, then we would go.
The summarize is quite quick, it could probably be a bit dynamic.
Yeah. I mean, they would do it at points, but it would look good for the presentation.
Yeah, it would look pretty.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced you'd get any kind of good quality summary out of it.
In a sense, I mean, if we. So yeah, like, probably that would be the same thing that we also display up here, because I really think that having, like, some. But that would probably even be shorter than 5 lines. Like, really, just getting, I think, getting one or two best utterances for each segment would be really worthwhile. For the search results, I probably think that instead of a simple summary, something that displays the utterance where the word was, like, displays in a highlighted form where it was found.
Mm.
Another good thing might be do you know how easy it is to apply tooltips?
Because
what would be quite cool is if on the search result you could give it each one a tooltip that had the context, like the utterance before, the utterance itself, and the utterance after.
Yeah,
when you hover over.
Well, alternatively, we could always have sort of a third small component, whatever, like if this was the search results, and then there's just like something else that's parked unwritten when mouse goes over this one, it triggers that one to display or something.
Yeah, if we can get the tooltip, we should.
No, tooltip is, I think, a fairly straightforward.
I think it should be quite easy.
Yeah, especially with a preview, we'll be able to get tooltip fairly simply because it's just a property of it.
Yeah, that's what I really thought.
I've never seen tooltips displaying several lines and stuff because I wonder how good that'll look, but we can try that.
It's quite common in some applications.
Really? So far, I'm using tooltips, so you've worked on it. But yeah, that should be fairly easy.
Well, we have moving band with graphical display that also moves according to the.
Yeah, yeah, we will have. That's actually just gonna happen today, and we will have proper segments as well.
Mm. Is that quite easy to do to get a million cuts out?
The thing I would like, I have to find out how to do it without redrawing the display each time, because the display at the moment does take, you see, like it takes a fraction of a second to display, but probably too much to update it, to completely repaint the whole thing every second. So at the moment, I'm just, whenever it needs to be repainted, I'm not thinking about what to do, just repainting the thing as a whole. With a moving bar, that's not a good idea, but until I think of something better, what I'll just do is I'll probably not have a moving bar the whole length, but just some indicator somewhere, like whatever, just a triangle moving at the bottom for now or something.
Mm.
And then I can just like repaint a small area.
All you need to do is just one value. The height, it doesn't change in value, does it? So if you just remember the colour that it was last at, and you redraw a line behind it of that colour, then the
I have to find out the commands for like really just redrawing a small piece. So I have to just, there's examples for doing stuff like that. I just have to read up on it. But yeah, displaying the current position bar will be easy, provided that now the calculations of like where we are in time here are correct. I mean, that's just something that isn't tested so far, but it should be. So the general concept, will you two just keep on working on improving the information density measures, or do you think there'll be a point when you say, well, that's it, we have an information density score, and we'll be looking for something else to do, or?
I'm pretty sure that I can always find something to improve there. So I mean, if you need me to work on something else, I can try to finish this early, but otherwise I can still keep working on it, improving it, I think.
I don't know, at the moment I don't see how many people can work on the programming.
Right now, really not much benefit.
Hmm?
Right now, really not much benefit.
No.
Yeah, as soon as I've finished all the meetings, I think there's not that much to do unless I get some evaluation method, but it could be quite difficult. I would have to tag some part of it or something. Because if I can't evaluate, I can't do any better. Because I don't know how to do it.
So this is the component-based evaluation you're talking about.
Well, I guess
that's a bit annoying, because like, it's my hope we could just kind of cobble something together and just say, look, it's great.
Yeah, I was maybe some sort of informal.
I was a bit pissed off yesterday about that part, because it was sort of just like a decision we had taken to say, okay, we've been talking about evaluation in the first report, there's nothing new we can say about it this time. And I thought we said that in the meeting before we wrote the report. And then he came back with this whole criticism saying, like, oh, you didn't say anything about my evaluation, and then, yeah, but you did it in the last report, we said you're not going to go, oh, but now I expected it in more detail. And
yeah, ridiculous. Yeah.
If that translates to 80%, like if those actually translate to really like their percentage scores, then that would be good.
I think they did. That's the first 60%.
16.
Yeah.
I thought they were 30% each.
What?
I think they're 10%.
10%.
Yeah.
They were 40% each, and this is how they became 60%.
I thought they were 30.
Okay. Oh, how much do you think they were?
I think it was 10%.
Yeah, 10%.
Not bad. But also, it just means that he's relatively lenient, because I mean, the reports were, I think, were good reports, but like, probably somebody else wouldn't have said they were excellent, so that's a good sign. It shows that he's not hell bent on
it. Yeah, I suppose you can see what in the work here.
And then you'll see the final display and you realize that it was all fake and didn't
work. Yeah, I think we rampantly underestimated how long it takes to do the actual. Software engineering.
Yeah, interfacing, integration. Yeah.
So the thing is, Like for me personally, I think a lot of work will be done in the last minute in this specific case. That's not a new statement in general, but like the week just before the presentation, I have most of the stuff that I am doing now, I'm rid of it, including the dissertation, and Dill.
Yeah, same for me.
See, I'll probably just be starting stuff then, because I'll be starting the SLP thing and the DM project.
Oh, I'm going to come to that.
What are you doing for your DM project?
I'm going to do like an online museum archive, you get like a document for each exhibit.
Yeah, I kind of nicked the idea. He went about quarter now, and then I went on for guitar manager.
Oh, that'd be pretty good, actually.
I think it might fit off more like your cheeks, I think it's going quite hard.
Yeah, we have to do like music notation and stuff.
Well, Tab doesn't usually have music notation, it's just pitch information.
Okay, awesome. No,
see how far I get anyway.
So, gentlemen, if you got something like this and like this for all with your current data, would that help in? Sort of, I've been promising this for a week now, I realize I'm gonna.
Yeah, don't know if it's that. It might be of help.
Because essentially, at the moment, I mean, it's pretty much it should be a question of copying it over, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just.
We can easily add a command line parameter.
It's not essential, though, I think.
Can probably add an open file dialog box with minimum effort, because I think the ready-made component that returns a string for a file name.
They might even return a file directly.
Or that, yeah. So we can do that today?
The thing is, I don't know, it doesn't really make sense to call a file open and get access. It's more like an option to set the path.
Yeah, but why
does it reads everything just from one file?
Yeah, no, sure. It would not necessarily need to be a part of the final thing, but why don't we just provide some means, even if it does it automatically in the beginning as a startup option, just to ask for a file name. Then we can just publish a script that you just run and then this whole thing starts. You know what happened to me today? Like, I forgot what the. Well, I'm not sure if we had the problem before, finding the Java media, the Java X media stuff.
Yeah,
I was like suddenly panicking at 11 when I realized that I should probably be fairly straightforward to get it going here. And then I got that thing. Yeah, so if we do a work which automatically opens up a file open box, you're automatically producing the right format with this, with just per utterance.
Per utterance, I print the utterance and the idea of the utterance and
So would it be easy slash difficult slash impossible, like at the moment if you skip to treating a whole series as one thing, so like creating one file for the whole series that gives the ideas from top to bottom in.
Or even just the entire corpus, that's what columns file is.
The entire corpus?
Too much difference. If I just take a file on where one meeting is in, concatenate
all those, should be too. It's easy to write that much, just text.
Yeah. Where do you think you can produce something like that? I think we should go for one group, not for the whole corpus.
I think it makes more sense to go for the whole corpus because the IDs have gaps and stuff in them otherwise. And it means you have to read through the list of utterances when you're compiling all the data over and over and over and over again.
So you want the dialect X numbers to be continuous throughout the corpus so that second meeting begins with 300 something?
No, but Dave, that's what I was thinking, that like the second meeting should continue till the first one stopped. And for one group, that's true, because it's sort of like their meetings, you know, like their one meeting.
The main data. Unique number throughout the entire corpus. Well, at the moment, from the dump file, it's just got the uniquely numbered throughout the entire corpus.
The utterances. Okay, and that's
And it makes more sense to do that anyway, because that means you've got more flexibility with how you want to group them. And one thing you really don't want is ever to have two utterances that could potentially have the same idea.
But it just doesn't make sense in the logic why sort of like until here it's the meeting about this thing and then it's that thing and then it's like
Yeah, but that's the point of the data manager, is to manage all that.
Couldn't we just take the and name each dialogue act meeting dot dialogue act number
It's possible,
would
but
be on the name but
it's not really much point, because at the moment it's got quite a nice property that the dialogue act number also coincides with the array index number in the array of dialogue acts, which is quite nice.
Maybe we're talking like so your data manager, would that then handle the whole thing? Would that handle it that this would only like the display would only display one
Well,
group?
You could choose whatever you wanted.
Yeah, so if I mean I don't mind where it's done, so if the data manager filters it out and like I just think that in the logic of the program it's much easier to justify why we say we treat a series of meetings as one single thing rather
You may
than
not be interested in the same series each time. You might want to display all the meetings that had a particular phrase mentioned, say, and those might not be the ones that we enumerated as one meeting, in which case you're going to have conflicting IDs and things like that. Whereas the data, if you do it in the data manager, you can control any logic like that programmatically rather than doing it by hand and setting it in stone for all time.
I would find logical reasons for why you can just say.
Well, it's just good practice. Like, it separates the data from the program logic. What you're talking about doing is embedding some of the program logic in the data.
But I see this two completely different. Like, I see each group is completely separate.
Yeah, well, that's
data,
a decision
shouldn't
we're
be.
Forcing on the user when we don't have to.
Okay. But would it still like would we still in the logic of it still have continuous IDs if we say we take just one meeting? Like would the display for example still be able to just say I want from whatever from the first until the last and everything in between sort of and the data manager would then display that just for that meeting?
Why not?
Okay, well if that's possible, yeah.
Have you currently got continuous IDs for your top
Well,
settings?
I've only done the first meeting. Yeah,
oh, okay,
that's
I
fine.
forgot the whole thing.
For the topic segments,
yeah.
Yeah, sorry, for the topic segments I have, but for the alternatives, I've just got one meeting so far.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea was it would be continuous.
I think everything should be like that, continuous and chronological.
Okay.
Is that with what you've got? Because different meeting series overlap.
For example, as there are not F0 values for every speaker, or sometimes
I'm
not for
sure
every meeting,
really
how would I count the up? I mean,
if there's no value, I guess you have to put 0 in.
Okay, at the moment I don't even generate any document for those.
Yeah.
But because.
Well, it might be more sensible to assign an average value.
But wouldn't it be better for the importance measure if that just wouldn't be part of it then?
Well, we'd only use F0 when it was present, though, wouldn't we?
Hmm?
We'd want to use F0 when it's present.
Yeah, that's where is that? So you'd also say that it shouldn't be part of the importance measure if there's no zero.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how we're going to do the fusing of the different importance measures anyway, if that's done in the program or if that's done offline.
I think it's done in the program.
Yeah,
because
the program is really ideal place for you.
Does anyone have a good idea, like at the moment to play around with it, what's a good way of displaying two types of information in the color display? I mean, there's probably logical ways, like if one is whatever, if one is the darkness and the other is the redness or something, Has anyone ever experimented with sort of displaying two-dimensional information in color? Because then we could do adjustments and wearers probably in the same scale.
You could use red, green, and blue to display up to three.
Yeah.
But do we really want to display them separately? Because
for
you
now,
one. Okay.
No, for now.
For us.
Yeah.
Okay.
For us.
Might be interesting to review them, just the word importance.
Yeah, but then the user would have to know about what.
Yes. Yeah, I think
was what and what contributed to the blue strips and what contributed
should
to the
assume
red ones.
Assume a non-linguistic user. But I think probably for us, like in developing it, it would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll try the red, green, blue. What does anyone know about this hue and saturation thing like for that? Yeah, nobody's so much color work.
I don't know how to do it in Java.
Oh, it's not a problem doing it, like I think.
The trouble is that hue isn't a very sensible scale, like it comes up to like red two or three times
okay.
and stuff like that.
Well, I guess I'll just take a look at the Photoshop color cube or whatever it is, given color cube. Okay.
Or you could just split it into two blocks, I suppose, for now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll produce a version of this which opens up with a dialog box where you can select a file. And then you'll get this type of display with a file. And that's at the moment. So are we still talking about using that one meeting that everyone is using now? Are we talking about swapping?
No, there's no reason why you can't swap meetings at the moment. There's a data set for it.
So everyone should produce stuff for the whole corpus now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most sensible way to do
it. Okay. We need the explicit information about each meeting then, like sort of from which utterance to which utterance it goes and stuff.
Yeah, that's well, it's not reading that in yet, but that will be part of the data manager as well.
Is
like
anyone
access classes all defined?
Is anyone providing that at the moment?
That's in your file, isn't it?
Mm.
There's each utterance has got an ID associated with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, can we write one program that calculates all the for all our different contributions to the importance measure the absolute dialect numbers for the meeting? Because at the moment we all produce the numbers for each meeting separately.
So just keep you might get for the next number three.
Yeah, but we should all use the same program, I think. But prevent us from having too much mistakes and or at least the mistakes would be consistent.
Yeah, it should be consistent.
Sure, but as in, I just don't understand much of the difficulties to do the different things.
I can do it, I can read in the different important measures.
As long as everything's in the right order, it shouldn't, like, we should even be able to just ID it when we're reading it in.
Oh, we have got the index for converting from various IDs to yours, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, it should be easy to do.
Yeah, I've done that for the correlation as well, so that's what that was quite easy to do. Have you got that for? No, it's just for one meeting at the moment.
Yeah, for the index is for one meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if we email out a script on how to like loaded. So yours would always like yours would always be loaded in, I guess, like you there would only be one version of your data and you could just overwrite the version if you want. But you wouldn't have a file open dialog box for that then.
No.
Well, that's what I meant, is it's a bit pointless having its file open because it would be opening those files all the time. It's more sensible to have it as an option.
Well, what would the option be?
I just so you can configure the location of all the files as an option. But when it starts up, it should just read them from the default place.
Okay, but like, so make an option which one it displays or which one it uses for the summarization, right?
Yeah, that would make sense.
So I was just thinking so that both Jasmine and Vera could see their data working.
Well, of course, there's no reason why we can't make a development version that displays both. Has two options windows and two graphical displays. I mean, obviously, they'd have to pick which one to sync the clock to.
Is that not getting too much?
To add another dialog app window is really easy.
So we would have, like, each of those components for Jasmine and Vera.
Or, like, say, if you could make a change to your thing so it could display like it in two halves, like the top half,
yeah,
and the bottom half the other.
Yeah.
Or maybe three actually. Maybe top half one, bottom half the other, and the third one an average that we can change the parameters for.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, I could easily make it throw up three different dialog patterns.
Would that not require three clocks and
no, I just have two of them not synced up.
But
just,
that also
just for evaluating the data.
Okay, because the dialog, the display also gets the information about like the relative and the absolute time, so that would be convenient if there's just one of that, because otherwise it's getting messy.
Oh, right, yeah.
So why don't we just make a swap? Why don't we make a switch instead? Like,
oh no, it's still good because oh no, it isn't.
I don't want to do like
yeah,
three
no,
like
yeah.
three internal time scales, so it's just getting messy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess really, I mean, like, alternatively, why don't we go for the simplest thing and just create three scripts, or two scripts, which load a parameter, a command line parameter, which is which file to load, and then it's just that.
No, hold on, it wouldn't be three internal time scales, because only one syncs the clock,
okay.
And the others are all absolute real time, aren't they? That's what's displayed on that, the bar, it's real time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they would all be in the same time scale.
Okay, would the others? We just have three summarizers and then they all sync up with one clock.
No, only one of them syncs.
Okay, the other
two
one is just a static dialog
yeah.
Xbox.
But it doesn't really matter that they sync up for the purpose of evaluating.
Okay.
Data.
Okay. Yeah, so we have three color displays, like three. Or
yeah. I mean, not in the final version, just.
No, not sure. Or maybe just start with just. Two, like without even combining them in any specific way, just
yeah,
just two, yeah. Okay, shall we wrap that up? So sorry, I'm imposing.
How easy would it be to make it so you can add arbitrary numbers of them? Do you think?
You mean discontinuous?
No, like different measures to the display.
If I have to do it flexibly, then I probably then it will not be significantly more difficult. But is it worth any effort though?
Well, that's the thing. It is going to take more than like an hour or something. It's not worth it.
Because we'll never have more than two. We'll never have well, we'll either have one or two. So in the end, because you don't have different versions of it. Well, I guess you probably would.
Mm-hmm.
But then also we'd have to find more sophisticated ways of loading it. Specifying the parameters. So that might
that's easy because one can take it any number of parameters.
Yeah, but that so we'd have to have some dialog box for open stuff. It might take half an hour in the display, not more than that.
Mine I need to make a minor addition in the data manager and the summarizer, but it's more or less ready to go.
But it might, I think it might not really be worth it, to be honest. It's written the other stuff firstly, so the other stuff, and just provide like something where each of them, just if there's a adjustment script and a error script, and they each can load their stuff and see their data in the thing. They each can see it summarized by their data, and the other one is the static one. That should be fairly easy to do, right? If I just double the display and you make a like non-synced up set in dialog apps, and yeah, and then they can fine tune their measures. I think it would be cool if we could check the night clock code or whatever code it is for this component and see if we can access those rate things and do something useful with them and get notified when they change and stuff.
We could just make that rate be something completely different. Just disconnect it from whatever it's doing.
Yeah, I
and
think
then have that segment to the summary or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. So the thing, it's probably an easy task to read that rate, but it's probably more difficult to get an event automatically when it's changed. So that's why we might have to extend night clock and like override the function that reacts to that. Like the rate is probably a property, which in the worst case we have to set public. But if we want to react to it being changed automatically, we might have to.
But it doesn't react to it being changed automatically. It only reacts when you press play.
Okay. So they have.
So you have to stop it and start it. It's very
okay. Yeah. So it shouldn't like even if we have to extend night clock, I mean, it should just be a matter of changing one single method in it.
Yeah, I mean, just disconnect it from whatever it sends the media player
yeah.
and connect it up to our summarizers and its different length summaries. Because,
yeah.
like, we could make that not even have, like, a real sort of meaning, just put, like, max and min,
mm.
and the user can just, like, say in between whatever they want, without actually telling them
yeah.
what it actually means.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We could justify all sorts of stuff like that by in the presentation by saying we deliberately try to keep any complexity and numbers and stuff away from people. I think that's sort of a line we should go by in general, sort of saying, yeah, we could
we
have done
certainly
so many.
Take away the labels and say -4 times as well. That's incredibly uninitiative.
We don't want to confuse people. We give people something simple and colorful where something is moving and where they don't have to deal with any numbers or text or anything like that for that matter. In fact, that's why we've given you a picture of a dog sitting in a field instead of a meeting browser. It is nice and it calms people down.
So what kind of change will you propose in summarization? Because if we fine tune according to that and it's not finished,
I won't make any huge changes. Like you always have the ability to read the original ones, but it might be quite cool to have a combined measure, like just a weighted average. It's probably the most sensible way to go about it, and possibly threshold.
So at the moment you have got a threshold and everything that's above it is displayed?
No, it just takes the top like 20 or 50.
Yeah,
or
so it's
like
some kind of threshold that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Shall we meet in an hour or so? We're probably going to eat something.
Well, I was going to go to the gym about 3.
Okay, yeah, I was planning the same, but we won't get so much done before 3, that's the thing.
Well, to be honest, like, it's much quicker for me to get stuff done on my own. It made more sense for us to divide up, spend a couple of hours dividing up tasks and then do them separately.
Okay, listen, so why don't we meet after 3 then? Because then I can, like, until 3, make sure that I have all the display.
Well, it'll be after 4 then, because I'm going to go at 3.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So we can meet at 5, and I have the display code ready by then, which does the stuff like having a bar where the position is and stuff.
Okay.
And
so meet, say, 5 till 7, that should be at 5. Yeah, it's much quicker if we're both working separately, I think. Because when we've been working together, like, I've just not got a lot done.
Yeah, that's true.
And like when I go home, I'll spend like the same amount of time getting loads done.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, so we can meet in five Napleton Tower and just work on. So I make sure that I display up all the stuff we can talk about until then. And then we put those things together.
And I'll be working on the search. It's ready to
see the
start
as well.
Yeah, it means you'll come show me what the manager works.
It's all Java docs. The only class is not Java docs, it's a program manager, because that's written in quite a hurry.
But I mean, like, we should discuss together which, like, how the search interacts with the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not something that Bond should
do. If you want, if it's useful, I can have each utterance store a list of its words.
Yeah, that could be useful.
And you could also hash those words, which isn't quite what you need, because you want to be able to.
When would you have that? Because with each utterance a list of the words.
I have that anyway. But it's in Firefox, so I just could dump it into a file.
It's quite easy, you'll just run a tokenizer over the string. I mean, it's about four lines of code.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if I could just take the dialogue out. Let's work with that. I suppose it's subtle.
So if you have these types where there's just direct X and a string of words.
Well,
then
at the moment it's just a string. It's text, one string.
Mm-hmm.
They need trivial display up.
Yeah, sure. That would be. Why do you have it?
It's in Java. Like, that's, it's modeled like as an utterance class. It's just a list of utterances.
Mm-hmm.
Which format would you like to have it?
I'm just taking, you know, a direct X number and then string of words.
Can we not
you
give us
Collins comments?
Yeah.
Collins got that in there. His one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because that's what I'm reading.
So